Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Here we go. Getting underway with the Upstate's most heavily commuted hour for the Bobby Mac Show. Also most heavily congested with yours truly, the attack dog of the right, the bombastic loud mouth of the South, the president of Insensitivity University, where our speciality is non-politically correct studies. Great to have you along, and as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcome. Here is how you join me and be a part of the conversation on the show today. Just grab your phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number 71307, and my email address, bob@1063word.com. Now, as I mentioned before, I went to the news at the top of the hour. My friend Harry Kibler, who many of you are probably familiar with from Rhino Hunt, which has been around forever and ever, as long as I have been on the radio here, Harry has been running Rhino Hunt, which brings to the voters' attention the fact that here we are, ostensibly one of the reddest states in America, and yet, because we have so many former Democrats in the state legislature and the Senate and the House who decided they couldn't get elected with a D behind their name anymore and switched parties and became Republicans, we end up not really acting like, in many instances, a very red state. And Harry sent me an email yesterday, and I'd like to share it with you. He said, "Hello, Bob. As you know, I've always focused my attention on state and local lawmakers and the issues that are closest to us. I believe we have the best opportunities to make positive changes when we work close to home. If we can't prevent tax increases here in Greenville County or in Columbia, then how can we stop them in Washington, D.C.? If we can't protect the unborn in South Carolina, then how do we expect it to happen in D.C.? If we can't protect our Second Amendment rights here, what makes us think that the gun grabbers in the cesspool of Washington will do anything? I really need your help in getting this message out to our upstate conservatives. Once again, they seem to be focused on the shenanigans in our nation's capital and ignoring the issues at home. During the summer, many of our state lawmakers will be holding town hall meetings and doing campaign events. This is a great opportunity for us to make our voices heard and possibly move our conservative message in the right direction. The bottom line is we need to hold our lawmakers accountable, and now is the time to do it. I've been working closely with Fan of SC since January, and of course Dave Schwartz was on with me in the last hour, and we're planning some summer events that will help focus the attention where it will do the most good. I've attached a letter that I hope will get people focused on our state. I'm asking you to please consider reading it on your show. I'll understand if you don't, but and there won't be any hard feelings. I'm always willing to call in or do anything you need to help. However, I don't want to become a pest or call in too much. Thank you for everything you do to keep people aware of all the issues, and thank you for considering my request. Sincerely, Harry Kibler with Rhino Hunt." By the way, Rhino Hunt meets every month at Scruffy's Auction House. That's 208 School Street in Greer. And the next meeting will be June 25th at 6 in the evening. Okay? Starts at 6. Here is Harry's letter entitled Three Equal Branches. Most everyone has been taught that our federal government is divided into three separate but equal branches. But not everyone has been taught the authority of federal government was supposed to be limited by the states and the people. The U.S. Constitution was ratified by the last state in 1790, the 10th Amendment ratified in 1791. 10th Amendment, the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states, respectively, or to the people. Why focus on South Carolina? Well, if you and your spouse have a disagreement, would you prefer your mom decide who is right, or would you prefer your spouse's mom decide? Makes a big difference, doesn't it? Our founding fathers understood the importance of limiting the authority of the federal government. That's why they divided the power into three branches. Each branch had the ability to check and balance the authority of the other. They also understood the possibility of two or more branches of the federal government conspiring together against the wishes of the individual states and the people. That is why the 10th Amendment was added to the Bill of Rights. The 10th clarified the limited authority of the federal government to what was enumerated in the Constitution and that all other authority remained with the individual states and the people. Now, how many of us have thought the federal government was out of control? How many have questioned the authority of Congress, the President, or even the Supreme Court? Right, we all have. The fact is, the federal government has been overstepping their rightful authority for many decades. But the real question is, who should rein in the power of the federal government? Why would you expect any branch of the federal government to restrict their own power or the power of another branch? You'll never get the right answer if you're working on the wrong problem. Washington, D.C. isn't the problem. It is the symptom of the problem. The states have abdicated their proper role in our constitutional form of government. As a nation, we've been driving along with no brakes on the car, and now we're going downhill and have no idea how to slow down. Fix the states, and we will fix the federal government. Don't fix the states, and we will soon crash the car. And that's why I'm so passionate about making South Carolina the best state in the nation, making South Carolina the freest state with the most opportunity to succeed, raising a family, or run a business. That's my goal. We cannot make South Carolina the best state until more people understand the importance of having a strong, constitutionally minded state legislature. You think our current lawmakers in South Carolina are constitutionally minded? You think they have your best interest in mind when they introduce legislation and vote? Do you think they even understand their proper role in maintaining the balance of power in Washington, D.C. and the limitations of the federal government? So, what can you do to help? Rhino Hunt is committed to holding elected Republicans accountable to the Republican Party platform as well as the Constitution. But we need your help. In fact, it won't be done without your help and commitment. We need true conservative patriots to get involved in state issues. We need you to attend town hall events this summer. We need you to talk to your lawmakers and let them know what you expect from them. Your lawmakers need to know that you will not vote for them if they fail to represent you. They need to understand the limitations on government, but how can they limit the government when they won't limit themselves? South Carolina has a Republican majority in both houses and a Republican governor, but every year they increase taxes and spending, and they trample on our individual freedom. They refuse to recognize our right to keep and bear arms without a government permission slip. In fact, legislation has been introduced that would further infringe on our Second Amendment rights. They refuse to protect the unborn and have attempted to reinstate taxpayer-funded abortion. They fail to provide decent education to our children, but want to give in-state tuition to illegals. Quit fighting the wrong battles and then wonder why things are not getting better. We need your help right here at home in South Carolina. Hold your lawmakers accountable. Can you volunteer a few hours each month? Can you attend your county legislative delegation meeting once every 4 months? Can you make phone calls to your lawmakers or email them? You are invited and encouraged to attend Rhino Hunt meetings. The meetings are held on the last Tuesday of each month. You'll be given information on what our lawmakers are doing and what we need to do. You'll be given opportunities to work as a group for special events that can inform others on what's happening. More importantly, you'll be given the tools necessary to limit the authority of our government at both the federal and state levels. Remember, the last words of the 10th Amendment are, or the people. Ultimately, only you can limit the power of government. Well said. That is a piece written by Harry Kibler at Rhino Hunt. And as I mentioned, the next Rhino Hunt meeting will be coming up on next Tuesday, June 25th at 6 p.m. at Scruffy's Auction House, 208 School Street in Greer. Okay? So, there you go, Harry, and wish you well in your effort because you make some very valid points. Bobby Mack Show will be right back, 16 after 5 here on Hump Day.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Bob McClain. Bumper to bumper here in the 5 o'clock follies on the Bobby Mack Show. Speaking of which, Bobby, Bethel Road being worked on and is stopped, headed to Highway 14. Thank you. Conservative Kitty passing that along. Bobby, my granddaughter attends Rudolph Gordon. She said they made them get down on all fours as to pray in an Islamic fashion. I plan to get a meeting with the principal and see what I can find out. Heard anything about this? No. First I've heard of that. Harry Kibler on the text line. Bob, thank you very much for reading my letter. Thank you for writing it, Harry. Appreciate it. It is the Wednesday edition here, the Bobby Mack Show. It's also Wayback Wednesday.
Today's program is sponsored by Wayback Wednesday. I can't believe the trashy music kids listen to nowadays.
I know it.
What happened to good old wholesome songs like Push It and Me So Horny?
Right. Yeah, I don't know what happened. We do have, though, some contemporary music that we touch on from time to time, like Madonna's Medellin. Not sure if you've heard that one or not, but we bring in the big voice guy to recite the lyrics for some contemporary songs. Bring in the big voice guy, if you would, here.
And now, Mr. Big Voice recites lyrics from Madonna's latest song, Medellin. Okay.
1-2, 1-2, 1-2, cha-cha-cha. 1-2, 2-1, 2-1, cha-cha-cha.
This has been Mr. Big Voice reciting lyrics from Madonna's Medellin.
Well, this is just fan-freaking-tastic.
Now, that's what I call music. Well, not exactly. 25 after 5 here on the Bobby Mack Show. We go to the phones and bring in Lou, who is in Campobello. Hi, Lou. How is your hump day today?
Hump day is always good, Bobby. It's almost the weekend.
You bet. We're gaining on it.
Day by day. You know, Harry Kibler, I've started going to the Rhino Hunt meetings. They do a great job of reminding you and getting the people out. But it's the people of South Carolina. Bobby, it's amazing how we have such selective memories. You know, the representatives that we have that vote for these tax increases,
yep,
that promise us one thing and give us another. I mean, I can remember when Spartanburg County Council added, I think, $24 onto the license plate fee, renewal fee,
yep,
to fix the road, which, you know, people may say, oh, my road got paved, but the roads really aren't worth what we're paying for. When you consider Tennessee has roads rated in the top 5%, no state income tax, no tax on vehicles.
How is that possible, you know, huh? Yeah.
Well, you know, Bobby, it's holding the people that promise you something accountable, even if it's 4 years down the road. You know, I told you in other shows, I'm going to run for Spartanburg County Council,
mm-hmm,
because I think the council, I think our state legislator, I know our federal legislators, they count on the people being forgetful or not engaged. They make these grandiose promises how they're going to fix the road. And unfortunately, people all over the country just buy into it and say, yep, that's what we need. And in the 4 years when they're up for reelection, it comes back, and no one holds them accountable for what they didn't do with their promises. I mean,
yeah,
we have a lot of power in our vote.
Yeah.
We have term limits for all people that don't perform.
And the evidence of that is maybe most starkly seen in the gas tax, because we have people in the legislature right now from here in the upstate who voted for the gas tax. And after we campaigned vehemently against it for two sessions of the legislature and managed to hold it off, finally, in the third time around, I guess that is the charm, they managed to get it passed. And coming up here in 11 more days, it's going to cost you 2 cents more a gallon for gas. And the total is 6 cents more a gallon so far since the gas tax went into effect. And yet, we've got guys that are still traipsing back and forth to Columbia who voted for the gas tax. And why in heaven's name anybody who voted for that gas tax is still a member of the legislature and hasn't been turned out by their constituents boggles my mind. They've already raised $650 million in gas tax money, and they've spent a grand total of $100 million, and they have fixed zero bridges. So how can somebody who voted for the gas tax still be representing you in Columbia?
And if I'm not mistaken, they took the remainder of that money and it's been transferred to the Infrastructure Bank for projects for building access roads from Charlotte, North Carolina, down to the beach, for widening 26. Now listen, those may be good projects, but our politicians campaigned that they were going to fix the road.
Yep.
But, you know, Bobby, you're making the point that I'm making. In the 4 years, 2 years for our representatives, 6 years for our senators, the people that voted for that gas tax, that put the provision in that they didn't have to use it for the roads, they could transfer it for the Infrastructure Bank for future projects.
Right.
We will vote those people back in. I don't know if it's because the people will start saying again, hey, you know, we're going to be paying 12 cents a gallon at the end of the 6 years. And our roads aren't going to be fixed. And they're going to have no choice but to come back in and say, hey, we need another 2 cents for the next 6 years. That'll be those 12 years, 25 cents a gallon that we're paying that will never have a chance of fixing the road.
Well, anybody who thinks that the gas tax will sunset or disappear when the original legislation is delusional. And you mentioned Tennessee by comparison. Here's one stark difference. In Tennessee, to the best of my knowledge, the guy who is the most powerful politician in the state, like Hugh Leatherman is in Columbia, doesn't have a family-owned concrete company that's doing millions of dollars worth of private business with the state. Anybody see a conflict of interest here?
and he probably doesn't have son-in-laws that run other state banks that siphon that money off either.
Yeah.
But the thing, and I'll let you go, Bobby, it's done in the open. Hugh Leatherman doesn't hide anything.
Nope.
Like I told you before, at least Jesse James wore a mask.
Yep.
There was some doubt.
Yeah, it's sad, and ultimately, your point's well made, Lou. It's our responsibility. If these people are not representing us in the fashion that we want, they should be turned out on their ear. And they haven't been,
right.
And that's our fault. Thanks for the call, Lou. I appreciate it. 5:30 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Annie's ready to go in the news center. I'm right back on the other side. Today's edition of Boneheads in the News. On the way next. I want your love. 5:38, 22 before 6, Bobby Mack Show. Texter wants to know regarding the story in the newscast. Bobby, wait a minute. How do they know that hip bone identified as a female? You got a point. To the phones we go. Steve is next up. Steve is in Easley. Hi, Steve, and welcome to the Hump Day Bobby Mack Show.
Hi, Bob. I'd like to follow up on Harry's call for everybody to start standing on your legislators at town halls during the summer whenever they're not in session.
Right.
Everybody needs to go to that, but don't forget you have every month a county council, a city council meeting, school board. These people tax the heck out of you.
You bet.
They need somebody on their rear ends, too. It's hard as heck to get people to show up and do anything. But if you fill that room, these people know that somebody's watching and it could make a difference. More people just need to get out and start confronting all these politicians. And remember, you can be polite, but don't ever act like they're a celebrity or they have anything on. They're not better than you.
Yeah.
Absolutely, you are an equal because you are the person that is their boss.
Yeah, and
the other way around.
There's evidence. For lack of a better description, Steve, force of numbers. How many times, for instance, you're watching a local TV newscast and you see a county council meeting where there's a hot button issue, a school board meeting where there's a hot button issue, where people are fired up about it and turn out in significant numbers. And sure enough, the TV cameras show up and they may or may not portray the story in a way that you would necessarily agree with. But the point is, it is bringing attention to the issue and for lack of a better expression, size does matter.
You know, the problem is you don't get those big crowds until after they've done something wrong.
Yeah.
The time to stand on them is before they ever do it, because a lot of things take three readings of an ordinance.
Correct.
And you need to be there first reading, second reading. You need to start making your comments then. And if more people would show up in every county that's in your listening audience, they could actually make a difference locally and at the state level. Again, there will be these politicians going around making appearances. They love to show up at openings of factories and stuff
like
that.
Right.
You know, well, that's fine, except you want them doing their job down there in Columbia, and you need to really stand on them. Again, be polite.
Sure.
But never let them act like they've got the upper hand.
Yeah, you know, it is a tenet of conservatism that actions have consequences. And yet, many of the actions of what these individuals are doing, whether it's on local school boards or county councils or in the state house or state senate, their actions have no consequences, and they need to be aware of the fact that we are watching and know what they're doing, and if they're doing things we don't like the gas tax, because there was significant opposition to the gas tax, and yet they went right ahead and voted it in anyway. If they know that their actions do have consequences, maybe they'll think twice before they cast that vote.
Well, it's about another 9 months or so before people start filing for office.
Yep.
For those statewide offices, for those state house positions and everything like that. If somebody out there thinks that they can do a better job, and there's plenty of people who can, Now's the time to start thinking about it and getting ready for next year when we have our June primaries to replace some of these people.
Yep, absolutely. And look, I get it. You know, it's the same old, you know, I got places to go, people to see, things to do, busy, busy, busy. Got to take the kids to soccer or what have you. But look, while the family activities are important as well, what these guys are doing with your money and with your freedoms are vital.
If you care about your family's future, get involved. I'll talk with you later, Bob.
I appreciate it. Steve and Easley. Thanks, Steve. Good of you to be here. 542. I mentioned this earlier in the program, but it's worth repeating. Crazy AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She's been on a rant about how the Trump administration is running concentration camps on the border, which drew the ire of Mark Morgan, who is the acting ICE director. AOC said double down. Now, this started with her comments that happened earlier in the week, where she insisted that concentration camps were what is being run on the border. The director of ICE said AOC's comparison of migrant detention centers to concentration camps is completely inappropriate, reckless, irresponsible, misinformed, and flat out wrong. Well, if anybody thought that she might back off from that, no, she is now doubled down, specifically targeting what she called the U.S.'s shameful history of Japanese internment during World War II, sending out a tweet. The U.S. ran concentration camps before when we rounded up Japanese people during World War II. It's such a shameful history that we largely ignore it. These camps occur throughout history. Many refuse to learn from that shame, but here we are today. We have an obligation to end them. I guess the reason, AOC, why this is not brought up much in the media is because they are propagandists for the Democrat Party. And the president in power at the time who instituted those internment camps, and they were not concentration camps, was the sainted Franklin Delano Roosevelt, one of the premier liberals of the 20th century. So, AOC, you're being critical of one of the icons of your own party when you bring that up. But then again, what she knows about history, you can probably put into a thimble. Quarter before six here on the Bobby Mac Show. Oh, and by the way, today's program being brought to you by the Joe Biden School of Geezer Lingo.
Hey, fellas, if you really want to razz someone's berries, don't be a fuddy-duddy. Enroll now in the Joe Biden School of Geezer Lingo.
Give me a break!
Where you'll be the bee's knees by spitting out a bunch of gobbledygook.
That's a bunch of malarkey!
You'll learn to bust someone's chops when they slap your cap. At the Joe Biden School of Geezer Lingo, you'll be the cat's meow.
My lord.
So move your getaway sticks, make tracks, and blow your wig. And before you know it, folks will think you're cute as a bug's ear, gosh darn it. The Joe Biden School of Geezer Lingo.
With all due respect, that's a bunch of malarkey.
Sign up now and graduate in 2020.
Hey, the Joe Biden School of Geezer Lingo. I could be a proud graduate. Be right back.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Rock on, brother.
That's what we do. 4 hours each weekday, Monday through Friday, here at 5:50, 10 before 6, We have reached that point in the hump day edition of the Bobby Mack Show when it's time once again for, as promised, today's edition of
Boneheads in the News.
Yes, here we go with boneheads for today. Drug dealers all over the place making news. Cops in Alabama raided the apartment of a couple of drug dealers Monday this week. They found the usual stuff, drugs, body armor, ammunition, but they also found what they described as an attack squirrel the drug dealers had been keeping as a pet. Apparently, they'd been feeding it meth to make it aggressive. Cops released it into the wild. Here's a cop by the squirrel's cage and a spokesman for the sheriff's department.
I'm dodging a crazy squirrel right now. So.
It's so out of the ordinary. You know, it's kind of incredulous when you first see it. You know, you're like, somebody's got a squirrel, supposedly that's an attack squirrel, and supposedly he's feeding it meth to keep it aggressive. That's something in 18 years of law enforcement I've never seen. It's highly unusual.
Yeah, I would say so. By the way, we did a little research into this, and we discovered the attack squirrel's favorite song. It is the hamster dance song. It's fired up.
Here we go.
Hopefully he will be okay, having been returned to the wild. You know, when you're gonna try and burn down...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
On your neighbor's house, probably a good idea to make sure that you're not caught on security cam, especially if you're caught on your own security camera.
All I know, I was in the house and I saw smoke, but I was like, okay, yeah. Maybe everything's okay. They'll put it out or whatever. There's been drug addicts living there. Running in and out.
Things start adding up, being suspicious. We knew that there was a neighbor that did an interview, and that person who was seen on the surveillance footage, by looking at both of them, it does appear that that is the same person. We understand the neighborhood dispute, but you definitely don't resort to a fire as a means of conflict resolution.
Well, I guess in this case, she felt like that was the appropriate response. By the way, they were able to identify her because she also did a local TV news interview the day of the fire. Way to keep a low profile there after setting the fire. Meantime, let's go to Iowa. A successful farmer in Iowa who feeds his dairy cows coffee creamer. He says it makes their milk taste better, helps the environment. Because he uses bags of coffee creamer that were going to be thrown out anyway. By the way, he also has a cow named Oprah.
This is an oddball ingredient. It does sound a little cannibalistic, but that's not true at all. There's a lot of sugar in it. This is energy in my hand, energy that produces milk. Sugar and all of those carbohydrates produce milk. Uh-huh. Dairy sustainability is defined for me as good for the planet, good for the people, and it's profitable. Oprah here really does like it.
Not sure how Oprah would react to having one of the Iowa cows named in her honor. You know, of course, I like to fly, but, you know, it's getting to the point where flying is really a lot of a hassle, especially like on this flight to Switzerland, where they encountered apparently some severe updrafts. How severe? Well, severe enough that the serving cart being used by the flight attendant bounced off the roof of the aircraft. Yeah, this can't be good. Wow. the flight turned into more of a thrill ride than it did a regular commercial airline flight. You think that's bad, and it was. How about this? You got ants in your pants? There was an infestation of ants on a United flight from Italy to New Jersey on Monday. Apparently, they'd been brought on board in somebody's carry-on luggage in the overhead bin. Got on people's seats, the windows, the pillows, and the luggage. As you might imagine, the plane had to be taken out of service when it landed. Here are some passengers and a reporter who is sharing tweets from people who were on board.
On the plane from Venice to New York, when a large fat ant walks over my pillow. That's odd. One passenger tweeted from United 169 in midair. A woman tweeted, ants, 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 spilling out, running in every which direction.
I did see a lot of tech support or like whatever flight control grounds crew people working in the first class cabins.
That's kind of gross.
It really bothers me that they didn't announce it.
Yeah, I can certainly understand why. And finally, in today's edition of Boneheads in the News, a woman wanted to shop ahead for Halloween. She was in Canada, bought a skeleton at a yard sale for $2, then left it in the passenger seat of her car while she went shopping. It was pretty realistic. In fact, it was realistic enough that somebody called the cops. They thought she had a body in the car. Here's the woman who bought it and the woman who sold it to her.
And my trunk was full, so we couldn't position him in. So we thought it'd be funny to put him in the car.
Yeah.
And he sat in there all day. When I came out, there was a police car in front of my car. He said, I need to inspect your vehicle. So then it clicked. Oh, my gosh. It was the Halloween decoration.
I almost didn't put it in the yard sale. I was going to put it in the trash, actually. And I thought, no, I'll throw it in there. Somebody might want it.
Yeah,
and I sold
not?
It for $2.
That's just a silly Halloween thing, but they really had to look at it just to make sure. I just hope I didn't scare some poor person who walked by and thought there's actually a skinned human in my car.
Yeah, there's a skeleton in the car. There you go. That is the Hump Day edition of
Boneheads in the News.
And this also will bring the 5 o'clock follies to a conclusion. But stand by, fear not. There is one more remaining. The bonus hour is next.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.